The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 16 of March, 2020. Steve Elkins down there in Florida, standing by. Phones are loaded, so let's go back, clear out some of these calls. Dan in Vancouver, Canada. Hello, Dan.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I was listening to Mr. Elkins last week, and I got together some numbers here for what's been happening in Vancouver. In the greater Vancouver area, we've got about 2.5 million people, of which there are 450,000 Chinese people.
Wait a minute. 450,000 out of 2.5 million are Chinese?
Yep. One person in 5.5 is Chinese, okay?
Jeez. Okay.
Wow. Now, the airport has never been closed. I checked. Never been closed to China. And as we speak, it's still open to China, Hong Kong, and all those places. And we had, supposedly, the news reported one death last week of this so-called coronavirus. And this panic, or whatever you want to call it, has been going on for at least 3 months. So your chances of dying of the coronavirus here in Vancouver up to now is 1 in 2.5 million.
And, of course, we've got Chinese people flying in and out of Vancouver.
Yeah.
And, there doesn't seem to be a major pandemic going on up there.
And they're not checking anybody either. I checked that as well.
But, you know, that's going to, Dan, that's going to kind of fly in the face of, Steve, what you said. You know, oh, well, it wasn't as bad as we predicted it would be because we took these extraordinary measures.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll pat themselves on the back on this one. Hey, by the way, with that many Asians in Vancouver, and I did not know that. That's pretty amazing. 450,000 people.
Astounding.
You must have a Chinese restaurant on every corner.
Hey, well, listen. Since this panic last week, they've decided to close the schools, and I teach English as a second language to people from China. So. This week, all my classes are filling up because the children who got kicked out of the high schools are coming to this private school where I teach English. I'm not wearing any masks, and a lot of them aren't wearing any masks either.
Right. Dan, from your point of view up there in Vancouver, Canada, on a scale of 1 to 10 on the BS list here, where would you peg this?
I'd put it at like about 15.
Okay.
it's a cattle stampede.
Yeah. And that's sad. Look, this is a perfect psychological.
That's a good description. Yeah. Cattle stampede.
Yeah, it is. And it's psychological. And look what it's doing, the condition of people. So the next time the World Horror Organization speaks or some official from some government Everybody's just going to lockstep, not question, just get into line, and then look at you because you're not following suit. You, the sane person, are going to be looked at as some objective, wacko nutcase that, well, you should either be killed or locked up in jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Yeah, and I'm going to make it a point to listen to your broadcast as much as possible, and if I can be of any help, to I'll try to keep you advised as to what's going on. But there's nothing going on. If this was killing people at 2%, you'd have 50,000 people, by now dead.
Yeah,
9,000 of which would be Chinese.
You would think, yeah. Well, and what's kind of funny, Veterans Today is trying to pin this on the United States by saying that we sent troops over to Wuhan a couple of weeks before the outbreak took place, and that, in fact, that we might have been a carrier of that disease. And I don't believe anything that Veterans Today says, but I'm in an era now that you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. So I went ahead and posted the story anyhow on republicbroadcasting.org. But just please read.
Well, John, I would have to say the accusation by China saying that America's done this, and since we do want to drive down the market, and we know with the disruption in the with commerce and bringing over the items as far as shipping routes and stuff, I mean, it's possible. It's possible if they wanted the objective, they want to force down Wall Street, they have to stop the shipping channels, they have to bring market down. And it's quite possible. If you look back at our history, John, we have a terrible human rights history, handing out blankets tainted with smallpox to the Indians during the winter. What goes on at Plum Island stays at Plum Island. We know they're doing something evil
black
up there.
Black soldiers during World War II. Get on the list.
Yeah, Tuskegee experiment.
Yep.
On
the list.
Infecting 200 black men with syphilis and studying the disease until they died. I mean, when they made the accusation and that claim, I got to say you've got something, because understanding our history, our terrible history in human rights, It could have definitely been done by the United States to create this whole mess we've got going on there. It could have happened. We could have done it.
Yeah. All right. Dan, anything else, sir?
Well, I was just going to make one more point. I'm hearing people saying this is a weaponized virus. It's weaponized. It's weaponized. I won't say where I've been hearing it from, but you can probably guess.
A fat man by the name of AJ down in Austin, Texas, I would imagine.
The Central Command Center, and it's going to keep coming back, and it's going to keep coming back, man. It's never been here.
I don't know why people are even still listening to this guy. He has proved himself to be a phony 16 different ways from Sunday. I don't get it. At any rate, Dan, right. I thank you for your call, sir. Thank you very much.
Hello. You got it. Thanks. Bye.
All right. John in Michigan, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen, and didn't Dr. Francis Boyle state that it was weaponized and developed in at the University of North Carolina and shipped by Obama?
I had heard something about it. I have not been able to track that story down. Do you have it?
Well, yes. It's in his interview, too. That's on
Can you get that over to me, John? Can you get that over to me?
Yes, sure. And also, certain things are no longer on the headlines anymore. Weinstein went to Dale and waiting for him to get Arkansas. And also Hillary was supposed to testify. Also, Ukraine is off the picture now. No one's talking that anymore. And then also this with this toilet paper rush. This is something that is just just so unusual the way that people have reacted, because now they closed all the bars and restaurants in Michigan too, just this afternoon, John.
Well, as I said it or I wanted to say it, Russia has zero cases of the coronavirus. Now, wonder why that is.
Supposedly they blocked their borders, but I did hear Deborah Tavares talk about something on a trip that she took to Moscow about a month ago. And she had to go through a screener to get back on the ship. And the second day, they did the same thing, and she didn't go through it either day. And people got sick on board later on down, but I don't know if they're, how that relates to it. But one more thing, that with people going out and getting, you know, with all this thing shut down, with nothing to do, no sports, when they come out with this really quick vaccine, you can bet these people are going to line up faster than they did for toilet paper. So their bars will open, all their sports will come back on.
Sure.
But and then, I think in the scenario, if you don't have your vaccination, you may not be able to enter these places without your record of your vaccination, too. That might be a stipulation to reopening. So it's they really got something going here, because the stupidity of the people up here, too, I can't believe how the shelves got cleared in Traverse City and all around the area with a lot of toilet paper. And then went the meat. They never went after the Velveeta. That I don't know if they had enough stock in that. But now the booze is going to go, because all these bars and restaurants, the only thing they can do is carry out.
Well, and also the gun stores aren't doing too badly either. They're selling all their inventory out.
Doing great.
Not necessarily a bad thing, because anybody that's, I don't care for whatever reasons, prompted to buy a gun and ammunition, that's something that is out of the control of the government or their minions. And that's good for us. We need a continual supply of that when the time comes.
Most definitely. And I just want to bring up these rallies that were supposed to be taking place. Biden all of a sudden won, but now they can't debate in front of people and show how stupid they are. They just have teleprompter rancers, at least Biden for sure, and it's no audiences. So they really have something in mind for down the road, because our children are out of school here, and that magic number, April 19th, on the satanic chart is always there for like
isn't that you
Oklahoma
noticed
City.
John, you noticed that as well, huh? Why pick
Oklahoma?
Yeah, exactly. Why pick April 19th? Oh, we're going to lift restrictions on April 19th. And how exactly did you come around to that date? Well, some of it's peep, and repeat. Oh, well, this government's doing that, and looks like their reasoning's pretty sound. Okay, we're going to do the same thing. Yeah, there's some of that going on. But
Waco, Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
All around April 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing to see here, John. Just a coincidence. Just move on. Nothing to see here.
Love you guys. You take care. God bless. And don't come looking for any kind of bar activity or entertainment up here. Everybody's home doing family stuff, I guess. You know.
Well, yeah. Well, it's what they do they're not allowed to do anything else, whatever that is.
Supposedly Las Vegas is closing things down, too.
Oh, Las Vegas has been hurting for years. They shut Vegas down. Wonder what the crooks out there are going to do.
People are going to get a little antsy, and they're going to go get that vaccination, because all of a sudden on the news today, they said they're already giving experimental vaccine, so people are just ready.
Now, I'm a little confused about this, because weren't we told that it takes, from the CDC and the World Health Organization, weren't we told that it takes about a year, maybe 18 months to develop a proper vaccine? And how is this, we got people claiming, oh, we got vaccinations now. Oh, we have them now. How did that happen so quickly?
Well, it works good if you want to get people back buying Super Bowl tickets and basketball tickets and NCAA tickets. You got to have that vaccination to get through the gate.
Yeah, that's true. He's right.
Yeah. All right, John. I appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless.
Okay.
Well, John, going back to the flu vaccine, the effectiveness is under 50%. It's an F. So you think they can do any better with this one here? Think they can go better than 50% on the CV-19 vaccine? Probably not.
You know, I'm looking at this story.
Another bad vaccine.
I'm looking at this story. Federal Reserve cut rates to near zero and launches $700 billion quantitative easing program in response to economic impact of coronavirus scare. Well, I heard $800 billion, and I've heard up to $1 trillion, but this is the note that Ed Griffin put in here. He said, the Federal Reserve will slash interest rates to near zero and increase its holding of U.S. Treasury securities by at least $500 billion in addition to an increase of government mortgage-backed securities by another $200 billion. This is the new round of quantitative easing, which means creating money and pumping it into the economy by means of government spending, bank loans, and other financial injections. Now, despite the boost, stock market futures on Sunday hit limit down levels of 5% or lower, with Dow Jones average futures down by more than 1,000 points. Well, they were off by 2,000. Today's Dow Jones industrial average dropped 3,000 points today. And folks, I'm here to tell you, and you know me, I'm not a prognosticator. I don't prognosticate. Some people love to do that because, well, if they're right, they look like a hero. They never bring it up when they're wrong. But I will tell you this, my friend here, Mr. Landry, said the same thing, and we didn't even talk about it. He says the stock market, the bottom is going to be 12,000. I said 13,000. At any rate, this is the market correction, folks, hiding under the umbrella of the fear porn they're calling the coronavirus. End of story. Jerry in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
If and when the internet ever gets shut down, have you thought of bringing RBN back on the shortwave radio?
I have been sworn to secrecy. Okay, first let me say this. There are things we are working on right now that involves a lot of people, but I kind of alluded to this last week, that in fact, this network is going to be growing by leaps and bounds. If that happens and we still have to take donations, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to get donations out of 1 million people than it is a couple hundred thousand. Okay? Having said that, and now would be a perfect time to say this, I have $0 in either bank account. Zero. And we're asking for people's support. The quickest way to do that would be go to our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, on the PayPal account. You can make a one-time donation and set yourself up monthly while you're there. However you do it, folks, we need immediate funds right now because I want to be able to stick around to potentially, now I'm talking potential here, Jerry, realistically, probably 20 to 30 million. They're looking at their goal is 40 to 50 million people that's going to know that we're here, that we have been doing this since 2004. And I personally, and as you mentioned, one of the formats, shortwave, I've been doing this for damn near three decades. So it's about high time. The only thing we've got to do is hang on until that bull rush comes. That happens. Katie, by the door, because there's going to be a lot of people and around this planet that's going to hear what you folks are hearing right now today.
Yeah, but shortwave, if the internet gets shut down, it's almost impossible.
We're on satellite. I talked to Rick Satellite. By the way, if you want to order a satellite dish from us, that'll run you, $279, and that's complete with dish, cable, box, everything. And even a set of instructions on how to set it up. People can still listen to us on satellite. If the internet gets pulled, we'll still be on satellite, but we're going to have proprietary stuff out there on internet that they're not going to be able to touch. No way, no how. We're going to be out there, one way or the other. But I don't know, my friend, Jerry, to put myself on would cost me, oh gosh, a lot of money. The last time I checked, at a deep discount, $65 an hour for shortwave. That's $130 a day, 5 days, times that by 22. Wouldn't have the money for it.
Well, the people that would be on listening to on shortwave, instead of spending the money, like $70 a month on internet, I'd put it right in on shortwave for donation for you.
Well, I understand, Jerry. I appreciate the thought, but no, I'm not. I'm not gonna let this network go because of the fear of they might try to control us by way of internet. We are looking at that very hard, and we're finding ways around that. So I'm not panicking, but I'm here to tell you folks out there, we need some funds, and we need it now. All right, we got to go to break. Jerry, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Glenn in Michigan. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, hi. How are you? Great show.
Thank you.
Before I talk about what my talking points were, the guy in Michigan's very correct. They shut down the governor early this morning, shut down all the restaurants, all the bars and grill.
Yeah. the economy.
I'm dead serious,
Glenn. How long have you lived in that state?
My whole life.
Okay, then you've seen how it's been ravaged. You have seen.
I've watched the ravage here from all the plants closing and everything. I'm 62 years old, so I've saw it all.
Well, and I was part of that I call it the rape of Michigan, the car capital of the world, and I just saw how they destroyed Michigan by shipping jobs overseas, opening up plants in foreign countries in Mexico and whatever else. And what did the damn union, the UAW, United Auto Workers, do? Oh, yeah, we're standing up for you. Oh, by the way, don't report to work next week. You've been laid off permanently.
Look, I'm between Ann Arbor and Brighton. They're still looking for office body.
Yeah. Well, and my point being, how many people, the economy has been thin in Michigan for a number of years. People that are surviving with their own business out there, we call it the mom and pop. If they've got less than, 10, 12 employees, I still consider that to be mom and pop. How many of these businesses are going to go out of business? Now, the government's been saying, oh, well, we're going to give you some cash here. Yeah, you're going to give me some cash. You're going to loan it to me. You're going to give it to me. But still, starting up a business, that business startup is the most expensive. You got to put everything in place. And you don't look for a profit. Well, you shouldn't anyhow within the first 12 months of operation. If you do get a profit, goody gumdrop. If you don't, expect that. But there's going to be a lot of people in Michigan because of that governor's order that their business is going to go down the tubes, never to return.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm sorry I put you on that tangent. I just wanted to express and duplicate with the previous caller. But yeah, it's true what they've done. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you, I own both physical and I'm a day trader also. So I understand the difference between paper and physical ownership.
Right.
And this is the first time in 10 years in my whole life where there's been a divergence between paper and physical. Paper is trading for about $13. You can't buy a silver eagle for less than $20. That's a $7 spread. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Well,
I'm telling you, in my whole life trading, and that's how I make my money, I've never seen this in my whole life.
Well, and it should be inversely proportional, shouldn't it be? If the stock market goes down, economy goes down.
They were always paper and physical were always congruent, the same. Yeah, one moves up, the other one moves up. One moves up. This is the first time in 10 years, I can't say my whole life.
But
this is the first time I've seen a divergence between the two.
Glenn, and I'm calling for the market to bottom out at about 13,000. I think what they're doing right now, and you can tell me I'm wrong or I'm right or I'm full of monkey milk.
No, I'm not to tell you what to do.
No.
You look at the Dow, S&P.
Are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Get off of the speakerphone, please. Please.
Yes, sir. Is that better?
Thank you so much. Now I can hear you.
No problem.
All right. I've said that this is a market reset. They've been calling for it for a couple of years now. They're doing a market reset under the umbrella of the coronavirus. And the market, my estimation, you've been dabbling in it a long time, but I've been studying the financial stuff, and I've been watching these banks and how they operate and all the monkey shines that comes with it. I'm looking for that market to hit about 13,000. And I said last week, when it does that, you got any money, buy any stock. It ain't going to matter.
Here's what I think. I think this is different than 2008.
No, it is different. Because before it was mortgage-backed security and the shenanigans the banks were doing. But this time, what I'm saying to you, Glenn, is the markets were not that strong. Wall Street was way overinflated, and everybody knew that. That's why they kept calling for a market reset. Well, now it's happened. Worldwide, the banks are feeling a lot more comfortable right now because, well, it looks like they got a lot of that toxicity off the books.
Hey,
hang on a second. I've got to take bottom of the hour break, Lynn. Hang on 1 minute. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My dirty one, think I gotta get me some Diet Corona. Gonna make that water run, it's so much fun. No one wants to cough all the time. Corona, never gonna stop. Gonna wash my hands all the time. Always get the suds, kill the bugs and the dirty grime. My, achoo!
Oh, who says a little bit of laughter is a bad thing, huh?
It is good.
It is good.
My Corona.
My Corona. Glenn, are you still there?
Yeah.
I called up a friend earlier today, and I go, "Oh, my little silly one, it's my Corona. I swear to God,
well,
you're
there,
killing me."
Well, there you go, man. Great minds think alike.
Hey, so I checked out. I wanted to talk about this.
Wait a minute. Are we back on the speaker?
Yes. No, I'm online.
Man, you must live in the backwoods of Michigan because your connection sucks.
I live in Green Oaks Township. You're correct. So, but anyway, I was going to say the divergence between the actual futures contract and the physical metal is about $7 spread. I wanted your take on it.
Okay, did you hear his, I couldn't catch him entirely. Did you hear him, Steve?
Something about precious metals, your take on the precious metal. I didn't get it all either.
Okay, one more time, Glenn.
I'm sorry. I'll reiterate. There is a spread right now.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
there's yeah. spread right now between the actual paper ETF and the futures contract and the actual physical about $7 on a Silver Eagle. If you go right now to any of the major distributors and try to buy a monster box, they're unavailable.
Right. Except
right. Everything other than the numismatic stuff, all the it's all sold. You
yep.
can't get it.
Yep. That's what you obviously weren't tuned in when Jeff Bennett came on. He reps gold and silver for the company, for the network.
Right.
And that's what he said. It's nowhere to be found. Except he has yeah. one supplier that has mass quantities of stuff, and it ain't too bad price-wise.
Right. I've been stacking for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted your opinion on the take of the divergence between the paper market and the physical market.
Well, they have to keep the paper market inflated, and I'll tell you the reason why. They've got to make that look more attractive, that it actually carries more value than what it does, is because of those future contracts. Anybody that's got a futures contract in gold and silver of any quantity whatsoever, go try to cash it in. They'll tell you, okay, how would you like the funds? Would you like them wired or you want a bank check? They're paying you off in their species, not gold and silver, even though you're holding that contract. They're not honoring them. They're upside down in it.
Well, what I personally believe is that the paper market, they are supposed to hold the physical backing behind it. I don't think they have any physical backing behind it. On paper.
How possibly could they? Look. My friend, Glenn, 90% of the money in circulation in this country out there is worth nothing. They created it out of nothing. They created it off of bank deposits. You know the little game, the fractionalized reserve banking. You put $100 in. Oh, the guy that does the books looks at it and makes a report the next day. Hey, we got Joe Schmo that put $100 in. They're allowed by law to loan that out to the next Schmo that walks in the bank for 9 times its value. In other words, for a $100 deposit, they can loan up to $900. Where'd the other $800 come from? They created it out of thin air.
Yes, sir.
90% of the currency in this country is not—it's not worth anything. It's probably not even worth the paper it's printed on.
Right. And yeah. one of the major reasons I call is to allow your viewing audiences to hear your explanation of what I already know. Most people don't get it.
Look, after seeing what I've been seeing and people rushing to the grocery shelves and they're in a panic, just a blind panic, I this is a hell of a thing to say. It really is. But
John, if my son and I, I'm 60 years old. My son and we went to Walmart on Saturday.
Okay, you're Glenn. You're really starting to fade on me. I'm gonna have to cut this call short. If it's a pain for me to try to listen to it, so is it for the listeners.
I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I got you. Well, at least you got through. Glenn, thank you so much. I appreciate your call.
John, thank you for taking my call.
All right, sir. No problem. Well, that came through clear. Of course it does. Thank you, John, for taking my call. That came through clear as a bell. We weren't out with calls yet? That was for you, Steve.
No, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Dave in New York.
You know, John, I wanted to mention something. It was kind of interesting here that we have another call?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Go for it.
Okay. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. How are you tonight?
Good.
I want to try to understand specifically what your opinion on this worldwide viral infection is, because it's a little different than mine, and... First of all, do you think the virus is real, this coronavirus?
I think there's a real coronavirus out there, but it's being overstated as how deadly it is
right. And
how many cases there are.
So do you think
Dave, you're asking the same question you asked me last night. You're asking me the same question. You're asking John the same question.
I'm not asking you, Steve. I'm not talking to you. I'm actually talking to John.
See, there he goes again. John, he's playing you. He tried to play me last night. He calls in all the time, tries to play me.
No, I asked specifically what your opinion was.
Okay.
And yes, John.
He's a troll. You're okay. A troll.
All right.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm on your programs.
Are.
You
are a troll. Goodbye.
No, I'm not.
You're up. Goodbye.
No, you've lied about.
You do this every weekend with me. Now you're trying with John. You're a little toad. You're a troll. Goodbye.
No, yeah, no, you're wrong.
Hang up on him, John. He's a troll. Get rid of him. I'm leaving. I'm tired of this guy. He pulls his crap every week with me. He's a troll. Goodbye.
I don't know if
it's real, okay? It's real. But the pandemic is not. You're a little troll. Goodbye.
He's gone.
Good. Thank you.
Tom D. Hello,
and
Tom.
And don't call my show anymore, you little toad. I'm sick and tired of it.
I don't think
don't
I've
call
ever
my
heard
show
you this.
Anymore.
I never remember hearing you this angry.
Well, I'm getting tired of it. He calls in every Sunday and pulls his crap. He's a little toad. He's a troll.
Okay,
he tries to bring,
Steve, please. He's gone. Forget it.
I know. He tries to bring hosts against other hosts. He's a manipulator. And he's on my block list now. You're history, man. You're not calling my show again. You're done.
New York, New York. Tom D., you're up next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, thou dost protest too loudly, I think. Anyway, New York closed down all the bars and restaurants tonight.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what the big stink is about all this. All you have to do is print up a whole bunch of signs that say coronavirus-free zone and put them up everywhere there's a gun-free zone, and it'll be gone.
Even my next-door neighbors, the tax people, have fallen into coronavirus stuff. Now, we all know, what's tax day next month, April 15th? Well, they've got everything shut down from what I see here, Tom. They're recommending, you know, the second, maybe the third week into April. Okay. Gee, I wonder if the IRS is going to be charging people for filing late.
You know, I went over to Walmart last night. You know where I mean.
Yeah.
And I went about 9:30 last night just to try to avoid the crowds. And the shelves were stripped bare. It looked like a hurricane party was happening.
Isn't it the
somewhere.
Most insane thing you have ever seen, Tom?
Well, I have seen that stuff before when there was storms and stuff, you know, when I lived in Florida.
A natural disaster, not a concocted, carefully coordinated worldwide, thanks to the World Health Organization and the respective governments, that they don't, are these guys doctors? Who do they have looking into anything? I think they all have Dr. Oz's, don't you think, Steve?
That's it.
Man,
well, I told you that you know that when I was in the military, I worked for the CDC and the DVECC, and some of the stuff that I learned there, man, is scary crap about some of the stuff. And I mean, the only way to shut this down is to stop people from spreading it around, you know. And
well,
it's,
Tom, hold on here a second. So now, what you've just done is you've given the government propaganda credence. Because if you're going to be at home and lock up, you know, your house and you're not going to go out, or if you do venture out and you're going to go to get the last can of the canned peas at the grocery store, it's all hype. It's all hype.
Well, with my health conditions, I can't take a chance. I have to err on the side of, you know, caution. You know, so if you want me to be around when this when your whole network goes to the sky, I want to be around. So.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, my friend. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'm just glad to see you yesterday, so it was cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
What day was it? I forget what day it was. Yeah, you guys, how you doing, Steve? You doing all right down there?
I got a little worked up there, but I know what this guy was trying to do. He's trying to get John and I go at each other. He always does this, and I'm tired of him. Sorry. I apologize that, John.
Well,
I'm just a little tired of this
guy. Go check
out
some alligators down there, man. Go find you an alligator and make you some alligator shoes.
Hey, by the way, Tom, you know they've closed everything down here up, and they closed up Disney. They closed up Busch Gardens. They've closed up Universal Studios. But they left Gatorland open, and I understand that none of the gators have tested positive. So they said, sure, we're going to leave it open. But the petting zoo has been closed at Gatorland.
You know, there was something I was...
No, I'm serious. They actually have Gatorland is still open.
Yeah, you know, maybe they figure nobody's going there. I don't know. I'm trying to think of, there was something else I saw that was really strange. I'm not going to tell you. You have to Google, man. Just stay. Be careful down there.
Thank you.
Watch some gators under your cars.
Thank you. Folks, if you're feeding into any of this stuff, you're only feeding the fire which they're going to use to burn you down. How does it feel to be a log?
Yeah.
Among a suite of programs to combat the economic fallout from the global threat of COVID-19 virus, the Fed will slash interest rates and increase its holding of U.S. Treasury securities by at least $500 billion. Steve, a flight to safety, you can go buy the government bonds now that are yielding what interest? Nothing. What's that going to accomplish?
Nothing.
In my life.
Actually, there's just a lot of money that's going to disappear. Think about where that $1 trillion, if they put $700 billion to $1 trillion into the Wall Street right now, where is it going to go? It's going to be siphoned off. Those who are stealing are just going to steal more. It's going nowhere.
Yeah.
They have to let it go down much further, and then they'll probably start up quantitative easing, maybe a smidge to get it going again. They'll massage it and get it going again. And, you know, they're going to start making their millions and billions again, all over again.
Without a doubt. I just wiped out my caller screen. Who's up next? Steve? Or, I'm sorry, Mike. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
You know, I really think the explanation about moving the possible death from the flu into the COVID column might actually be a good explanation. This has been done before. What happened to the polio vaccine? Didn't they readjust that and make them in, when too many people were getting polio from around the time I was born in the early 50s, they assigned them as, meningitis cases or something. They did that in the U.S. and Canada. I think one of the girls on the weekend said that, the vaccine girls, either Ingrid or Sally.
Yeah.
I think her name is.
Sally,
I think they mentioned this one time.
For everything that I've seen, and look, everybody's being accused now of having a position. Like you're never Trumper, you're never vaxxer, or you're a never this, or you're a pro that. I am just looking, and Steve cocked a jaundiced eye at this one and gave it a good look. And, you know, if there was anything to this, Mr. Elkins would have said so. If there was anything to this, I would have said so as well.
I would have.
And we've got people that we know. We got people that we know that are hell-bent on believing the coronavirus is real and the epidemic's going to hit and martial law is going to be declared and they're going to come to your house with a needle and they're going to inject you whether you like it or not. None of this stuff is going to happen. None of it. So I'm having a hard time here, Ken. I'm having a hard time with this because I am starting to feel with my position and what I know, I am starting to get antsy and I'm starting to feel the pressure. And I'm not one of these clowns out there grabbing the last can of peas and thumping somebody over the head at your local Wally World. And I'm not in a panic. You know, this is beyond words as far as I'm concerned. This is beyond description.
I don't feel concerned about
it. Yeah, I got to say, it's the greatest story ever sold to us.
I'm sorry.
Really, yeah.
Ken, Steve couldn't hear you. What did you say, Ken?
I have comorbidity factors, diabetes, but I don't feel anything. I just don't feel that it's for real.
How many people in New York City now? 13 million?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm about 60 miles out. I'm on the island.
Okay. Well, all right. But, Ken. Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying you're there, but I'm saying how many people in New York City? How many people have died in New York City?
A handful.
And these are people. You want to talk about a multiculturalized, you want to talk about your latter-day Babylon. That's New York City. And only a handful.
People are dying every day.
That's true.
Like I said last week. More people have died falling off a bar stool and breaking their neck than have died from the coronavirus.
Can I say something about
Ken, in all honesty, if this was serious, I'm going to say this, if this was serious, I would be honest enough to say, you know what, I am very concerned about this, and I am not concerned about this, and neither is anybody else I work with, because we all see the big picture, and we look at the numbers, and we say, No. Something else is going on, because this is not working with us. We are in the business, and I'll tell you right offhand, if it's serious, I will say it's serious, people. Take precaution. But you should be doing the same things anyway. You should be washing your hands. Yeah. You should be covering your mouth when you sneeze and you cough. And you should probably right now, during the flu season, I always say, stay away from big crowded areas where people come in sick. If you stick to those rules, you'll be fine all the time. Now, if you have comorbidities, you have underlying health problems, this respiratory thing, especially if you have a respiratory problem, a COPD or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and you have some kind of maybe lung fibrosis or something, yeah, this is going to be serious for you, but so would the regular flu, would be the same. This is not a killer. This is not the Black Plague. And if it were, I would be serious enough to say, I'm telling you, people, take precaution. And I'm not. There's a lot of panic going on out there right now, and we need to squash that panic, because we're being taken here. We are being taken.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have something else about finances. You know, if you can't make more money, the best way to do it is try to save some money. What do you think this is going to do to real estate? I'm going to be doing my tax grievances soon. I think the value of real estate will probably drop along with everything else.
Oh, you mean the inflated? Yep. You mean the inflated?
John, don't you think the other bubbles are going to pop at the same time the market collapses? Don't you think we're going to have the
I don't think it's going to happen all at once. If it does, if I were them, I'd be looking for a reset in that market, just as this market is doing right now. That's what they wanted. That's what they needed. Yep. So as far as any of the other stuff goes. Well, I don't know. Let's see how fast we can hit 13,000, and then we'll have the conversation. But, you know,
I tell you what we can think about is the economic impact of this. The longer people stay out of work, if this goes on for another 2 months, businesses will be closing, people will be losing jobs. It's going to turn things around big time. Yeah, they're going to accomplish their goal of driving down Wall Street, but then you're going to have a lot of unemployment, businesses closing. This people are going to lose their homes. This could be very devastating to our economy when it comes to homes.
It's not going to take too much.
Like,
look, the numbers around the economy were inflated to begin with. Sorry, Mr. Trump, but they were.
Yes.
Unemployment wasn't 3.5%.
They were.
So it's not going to take 60 days, Steve. It would take probably less than 30 days. But again, you know, if we start losing 2,000 to 3,000 points a day on the stock market, it's only going to take less than a week for that market to hit the bottom. Once they get their reset, I just kind of have a funny feeling we're going to have rosy information about the coronavirus, and it's been kept in check, and pandemic's over. Everybody can go back to work. Everybody can go to their sports game. It was like you said, Steve, and I appreciate you bringing this up. Look what our endeavors did. We limited this pandemic, and it's all clear now. Yeah. All right, Ken, I got to let you go. I got a couple more callers here. Jay, let me take JR in Georgia, and then I'll go to Ed in Utah. Go ahead, JR.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Go.
The only reason I called tonight is I called a couple weeks into Mr. Bennett's show on a Friday night. Of course, that gentleman does not accept calls. And I just wanted to let him know that he's one of my favorite radio voices ever since I found him. and I appreciate his services to your particular station, and that's the only reason I called in tonight, is to let you guys and him know how he is appreciated.
Well, I will pass that along, JR. Thank you so much. Ed in Utah, we got about 4 minutes here, Ed.
Thanks a lot, John. And I'll tell you what, this is why I sent a donation in last month to the network. What an analysis you two have done. If you listen to the president today, he wasn't using his own language.
Nope.
He was using borrowed language. He said the invisible enemy. and stuff like that, talking about moving, this could linger till July or August, and what have you. He changed his tone from 4 days ago, almost on a dime, going along. Bill Clinton could have delivered this speech today almost in the same tenor. And when you look at that, and your analysis, there's really not a lot to add. This is about a remake or a reshuffle of the Titanic in the stock market. But it's also, like you say, with the baggage of New World Order, Jade Helm, and whatever they can get us used to in this dress rehearsal. John, that's why I send you money. One last point, and I'll let you go. Rush Limbaugh today was not there. I was wondering if they'd replace him. I know he's doing cancer treatment. But Mark Stein, the British Jew, they needed him on there. They did not want Rush, who almost sounded like John Stadmiller in his doubting of all this.
You know, and I made the joke last week, Ed, that, I've been contacted by EIB, and I'm going to take over Rush Limbaugh's show. Could you imagine a scenario such as that?
Well, John, at least he's talking a bit like you, and he was hammering away at this almost like an RBN host. It was amazing. And today, after the president's declaration Friday, I thought they may not let him come. This would be a convenient day for a cancer treatment. And sure enough, the British Jew, Mark Stein, sat in for him.
Does that surprise anybody? Okay, Ed, appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate your support. Thanks, folks, we need your support today. And I mean today. It's when is those T-shirts going to be ready there, Stevie?
hey, I am getting closer and closer now.
Okay.
I really am.
Well, okay.
We have to buy another machine. We're buying another machine. We're going to cut the cost down a little bit.
Okay. Scott.
Because I'd have to farm it out, and I figured we're going to be doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the machine.
I thought you bought the machine.
I bought part. I bought the press. We're going to buy the thing that actually makes the actual print we press.
Well, you know what Mikey here used to do?
So I don't have to farm it out to anybody. We can make them ourselves.
Mike knows all about silkscreen and shirts. So if you got any questions, just ask him.
It's not a silkscreen, but you do add color. It does it all for you. It's kind of computerized. It's pretty cool stuff.
I'll be damned. We have less than a minute. Scott in California, you got 60 seconds.
I can do it. 60 seconds.
Go.
Okay, the Journal of Commerce in late January was reporting no shipping to China, if you're following ocean shipping. So there's going to be this bubble of no stuff, like nuts and bolts and screws and PVC pipe and whatnot. Yep. Now, the good news is, about last week, they said it's resumed.
Well, isn't that magical? Seeing how, 85-90% of the drugs we sell on our store shelves in this country come from China? Well, they better do that.
But who's on pharmaceuticals? I'm talking nuts and bolts.
No, I'm talking nuts and bolts and pharmaceuticals as well. Scott, I'm out of time. Thanks for your call, my friend. Appreciate it. Steve Elkins. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And
sorry about that blowout.
But that's okay. I told you, the longer this goes on,
Makes good radio, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you say Steve gets fired up. Yeah, I did get fired up sometimes.
All right, folks, please donate to the network today. Don't dawdle, please. We'll see you tomorrow.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.